itself. Most of the little girls that,
you know, end up in ballet, and I was one of the kids that actually really enjoyed being put in that class. So, you know, I continued sort of, you know, once a week, then I went to twice. Then I, you know, then the classes became longer because I started on points. Then we moved to The Hague, and the classes got more intense because I had a very sick teacher. That was by the age of 14. So I was taken off my point shoes and was very much forced to work on technique. Then when I graduated high school, so I was 17, I went on an exchange year to the U.S. I did a high school year there, and I made it into the advanced dance class, and it was also the one that had a lot of performances. So we would just dance every, we had dance every day, like 4 or 5 times a week, and quite a few big performances a year. And then I came back, and I started studying. So I did a ballet class and took a contemporary one on the side as well. Well, until I had a stroke. So I've danced like a lot from the age of 6 and a half, 7 till 20.
And what did it mean to you to dance? Like, how did you feel when you were dancing?
I felt, especially when I, because in when I danced where I lived first, like before we moved to The Hague, it was really a passion, and I loved every movement. I loved, you know, just the whole feel of it. Then in The Hague, it was very way stricter, so I loved the exercise of it, but I lost a little bit of the enjoyment and the passion of the dance. But I never lost the passion of doing it and feeling the way the dancing made me feel. And then during the performance of like the exchange year, where it was a lot based on performances and learning choreographies and just using the technique that I built up in the 10 years before that, gave me back my the passion of the dancing itself and the enjoyment of being on that stage and, you know, showing how the dancing made me feel to a big audience. And then when I came back to The Hague, I realized that maybe I didn't want to dance with the, you know, the highest and strictest technique, but I wanted to enjoy the feeling that it gave me. I mean, I had never had the idea that I wanted to do dancing as a job. It was always a, well, a hobby that became a big part of my life, you know? Mm. So I didn't feel the need to be trained like it was gonna be the rest of my life, but I wanted to enjoy it. So I switched schools, ballet schools, because I also wanted to take contemporary. So I found a school where I could do that, and I just fully got back the technique, but also the passion, right?
And when you say you wanted to show people, like in performances, for example, the way that it made you feel and that you really loved the way that it felt, what did it feel to you? Like, is there a way to describe that?
It is, I mean, also very much a way of expressing yourself. I think just as the drawing, it really shows that you can put whatever is in your head out there without having to tell people what it is. It made me feel free.